KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works in KZN is cracking down on poor performance, warning contractors that they will be blacklisted for shoddy work.
Each and every contractor that delivers a substandard quality of work will face the consequences, starting with blacklisting them to ensure they don't come back to do business with us.
Speaking at a press briefing in Durban this morning, MEC Martin Mayer says seven contractors have been identified and will be blacklisted soon. It means there will be a 10-year restriction on them from doing business with the state. Mayer says some have grown too comfortable delivering substandard work.
This has created a legacy of undesirable projects, many of which end up costing a lot more than they should, because a new contractor has to be brought in to complete the job of the first contractor. The end result is that we lose money and credibility. The client loses trust in us, and the public loses faith that their hard-earned tax money is being used correctly. Those days are officially over.
Authorities are still working at an active crime scene in Inanda, north of Durban. It's understood at this stage that three suspects have been killed in a shootout with police. Authorities there say they were wanted for murders in the area. We'll have more for you on this story this afternoon. And a bus driver who was shot by a group of men allegedly posing as passengers in Verulam has died in hospital. The incident happened earlier today while the man was driving the bus along Buffelsdry Road. Reaction Unit South Africa's Prem Balram says four suspects allegedly shot him twice and stole cash. They also allegedly robbed at least 20 other passengers.
A passerby in the area noticed a bus veer off the road, and he established that there was a shooting in progress when he heard gunshots emanating from the bus. But the gunman, who fled on foot, reaction officers searched the area for the three suspects with negative results.
And investigations are underway into what sparked a fire at the Gateway Theatre of Shopping in Umhlanga, north of Durban. Emergency services rushed to the scene last night. KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu says thick smoke was coming out from one of the stores. Naidu says more security was already in the process of evacuating shoppers and staff from the area around the mall.
Four people were treated for smoke inhalation and two had to be transported to medical facilities for further medical attention. Circumstances leading up to the incident cannot be confirmed at this stage, but fire department and emergency services swift response to the scene ensured that the fire did not spread any further. All emergency services were in attendance and no fatalities were reported.
Newswatch has reached out to the shopping centre, who have confirmed that they are in the process of releasing a statement on the incident. And abroad, European stocks surged in morning trading after China and the US struck a deal over tariffs. The two countries are to suspend most of them for 90 days and slash future rates. Your top story this hour, Public Works in KZN is cracking down on poor performance, warning contractors that they will be blacklisted for shoddy work. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.